Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
The Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Great. Good morning, everyone. My Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 11:08 and change here in the great Northeast. This beautiful Monday, December 22nd, year of our Lord, 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he, and it's a big day to fight for America, defend our values. And with the help of our man, John Basiliga, featuring today one of his great companies, Eastern Roofing Systems, to honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like Scott Chapin, Glenn Byrne, Gerald, Jerry, RZ, late to Port Ontario, New York, but he was from Peckville. Richard Witkowski, Lake Ariel, and Thomas Nylon, Wilkes-Barre. So with history, our great Constitution, the Founding Fathers, and that incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle. Gaveling back to order, this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, promising you that we will provide a sanctuary of sanity for all when we've got an entire political party and a really substantial portion of the population that has gone insane. Whether it's battery power cars, the Green New, it doesn't matter what it is. They've gone insane. Yeah, let's have a multicultural society with a sharing that with a group that doesn't believe in it, like the Islamists. Out of your minds. Chuck from Garvin says, Bob, what about the disposal of electric vehicles after usefulness? It's insane. You're right. They don't know where to put the batteries, Chuck. I didn't even get to that point. Everything they believe in, and that's today's Democrat Party, they are wrong. Everything. And so somebody like my mother would say, well, Bob, they can't always be wrong. And I say, oh, yes, they can. Just like a surveyor, if he starts at the wrong point of reference, his entire survey is wrong. And that's where the Democrat Party and its leadership comes down. They're wrong about everything. They're insane. And by the way, being insane and exposed for insanity makes you even crazier. And that's where we are today with that crowd. Well, when I think of those things, I think of something nice. I think of something great. And then I think of, well, who embodies this kind of greatness? Well, it could be someone who was in Dancing with the Stars and actually danced to this song. It could be someone who starred at Penn State in for the Nittany Lions as their great linebacker. It could be someone who starred for the Green Bay Packers, who coached in the NFL, who's in the New Jersey State Hall of Fame as a coach. It could be. Well, indeed it is. Our man, Chet Parlavecchio. How are you, brother?
Hey, partner, what's going on? I'm just enjoying listening to you, man. You can't be more right if you try. Hey, I love it.
Hey, so Chester, these weekends are getting more and more interesting. I was telling Chet in our text conversation, I said, you're actually making me watch the NFL.
And that's, let me tell you something, lately that's hard to do. if you're dealing from a local perspective, that's tough to do. Oof. The Jets and the Giants are unwatchable. They're unwatchable. So let's do like we always do. Let's start with the college. Now, right. You know, I've been sitting around thinking about, obviously, the play of the day is the playoffs. I mean, obviously, it comes down to four games, the first round of this playoff format that we've all been waiting for. As the year goes by, you know, you feel like you get the 12 best teams here. Well, in two of the games, I think you could sit and say you could see what the playoff could be if it's handled properly. You see Miami go down to Texas A&M, play a great football game, a great defensive battle. Mark Fletcher rushes for 172 yards. I mean, Carson Beck was just very, very average. Carson Beck didn't control the game as far as his arm. He did a great blend of the run and the pass, but Miami just did enough. And Marcel Reed offensively, he had a real tough day. I mean, Miami got after him. I mean, when you sack somebody seven times and he throws two picks, and three total turnovers. Turnovers decide football games, especially in a game like that. You can't do that. Whether you're home or away, you can't turn the ball over. So Miami, defensively, they come up with a great game plan. They do a great job on Reed. They force turnovers. They force sacks. They pressure him all day long, and they come up with a great, great road win. I think that's great for the ACC. I think that dispels a lot of the belief of the ACC, which I was one of those guys. I don't consider it one of the top two conferences in the country, and you can make an argument whether they're three or four. But the bottom line is that did a lot for the ACC, Miami going there, beating Texas A&M in College Station with the 12th man and all of that. And I've played down there. That's a tough place to play. The decibels get loud. It reminds me of Seattle. It gets very, very loud down there. Very tough place to play. Kudos to Miami. So we go to the next one.
Now, is the first round played at a home field of someone, and then they go to neutral fields? Or
yeah, the higher seeds. The first round all goes to the higher seeds, which makes it, you know, last year I think they were 4-for-4. All the home teams won.
Okay.
This year there was two upsets. I mean, obviously Miami going to A&M is an upset, and the other one's not an upset. Oklahoma and Alabama. That's two great teams of great traditions. That to me is not an upset. You can make an argument that Alabama should have been 8, they should have been 9. You know, that's neither here nor there. The bottom line was Oklahoma, who completely outgained Alabama, I mean, by a considerable amount. They had almost 400 yards in offense. But here's the lesson to be learned. You can't make special team mistakes. Special teams, Bobby, are one-third of the football game. Special teams, and it's a funny thing because there's a couple
and this,
games.
And this is coming from an NFL special teams coach, so you know.
Teams coach. Yeah. And I'll even go one further for you. I learned a long time ago, I'll never forget Joe Paterno saying to us one time, he said, you know something, boys, I'm going to tell you something right now. When you think doing punt or punt return, kick return is a day off, he said somewhere in the season of an 11-12 game season, a special teams play will decide one or two games. It happens every year. And you know something? The old man was right. Mm-hmm. There is no bigger swing in momentum in a football game than a big special teams play. You're Oklahoma. You have the game completely under control. simple snap to the punter, and he drops it. From that moment on, that game turned. They had a 17-point lead and allowed Alabama to not only close the gap, but take the lead. Momentum completely swung in their favor, and the Crimson Tide pulls off a big upset in Oklahoma, which is another tough place. There are going to be no easy home. There ain't been no easy road games in the first round, and just another great win for Alabama on the road against Oklahoma. And again, a lesson learned. You just can't make special teams mistakes on the big stage. Then we go to the other two, which there's my other side of the argument. The first two games we just discussed, I showed you what the greatness of this tournament could be if it's handled properly. Now I'm going to give you an example. Then we go to the other two games where probably in both games people had turned it off at the half. The only reason you would have sat and watched the second game, the full game, was for the reason that I had to watch it, because I laid the 20 points, and I couldn't believe they were going to blow that. Mm-hmm. And they did. They allowed James Madison to have almost 500 yards in offense in Oregon. Oregon had put that game away early, and the only reason to watch that game literally from the second quarter on was if you bet it, because it was a completely non-competitive game. I know in the end, JMU had 500 yards in offense. It looked like, you know, that was more of a – it was not. It was not. Dante Moore controlled the game. He had four touchdowns. Again, the only thing if I'm a Coach Lanning in Oregon I'd be concerned about is, again, you gave up 500 yards in offense to essentially a team. You can make an argument whether they should have even been there or not. And with Tulane, that was a very interesting thing. What Ole Miss, same type of thing. Your kudos to an Ole Miss football team that was without their head coach. He had left them, and they showed no sign of missing them. They showed they picked up. They did exactly what they had to do. They played a great football game. The kid Trinidad Chambliss is an unbelievable football player. He had three touchdowns. He rushed through for two, I think, rushed for one. Great, great football player. The kid's a transfer, got a guy you got from the portal, and he just seems to be so relaxed back there. They're going to be very interesting. But my point of this whole thing is you literally had two games that we wait the entire year to qualify for this playoff, and you literally had two games in the first round again, just like you did last year, that you turned the TV off or you went to the Ranger game and watched hockey.
Yeah.
It was that simple. Now, here's my feeling. Wouldn't it have been nice, Bobby, if that was Notre Dame, if that was Texas, if that was Vanderbilt? Wow, what a four games that would have been. How about a Vanderbilt Ole Miss first round game, and a Texas Oregon first round game?
Mm-hmm.
How would that have been? So my point is, the people that are involved with this playoff system, it has the potential to be a lot of fun. It has the potential if you handle it right. You have to get a committee that works on this thing all year. It cannot be just given to a team just because they won what they consider a Power Five conference. You have to legitimately – here's my answer to that. You rank them all year. When you see the rankings all year, it's 1 through 25. And there's no consideration of what conference a team is during the entire season when we see that ranking. Why all of a sudden does a team get consideration when the most important time of the year comes, the playoff system, because of the conference they're in? Because neither Tulane for the most part, and for sure JMU, was anywhere near the top 12 all year.
Mm-hmm.
And yet at the end, you picked them to go in that tournament and create two games that were blowouts. They looked like bad spring games. Mm. They were physical mismatches in both cases.
And that's ridiculous when good teams are on the sidelines.
And exactly. Yeah. And that's where the NCAA has to get a hold of this thing. They have to decide what it's going to be. Are we legitimately looking for the 12 best teams in the country? Or are we kowtowing to a conference title game or a conference champion? That's the decision that has to be made. Because this year you have the potential to have a really great first round. You know, last year when you had SMU have to go to University, to State College and play Penn State. Are you kidding me? I mean, come on. Boise in the second round. You had teams that you should have learned last year.
Yeah.
It didn't look, it wasn't a real good look. So my point is, this year was a beautiful illustration of two first-round games that should be and two that should never be. It should never happen that way in a playoff system that you play an entire season to try to qualify, and yet two teams get blown out like that, that were literally non-competitive. And like I said, Saturday night, people turned the TV off from 3 o'clock on. They never watched those
Chester,
games.
I just came up with the new name for this program. We're going to call it the Monday Mensch. The Monday Mensch. It's a wrap up. Too dull. So our Chet Parlavecchio, our Monday Mensch, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to go to the pros after this. It's the Bob Cordaro Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Murph says. Christmas all over again, 1992. And before that, you remember Bernie Getz? Dear Lord, I'm going to New York City and I can't bring my Berna. And so I'm thinking, okay, we'll go anyway. But people don't recall, and that was 1984, the Bernie Getz saga. I think he's still alive. I think he is. Anyway, the Monday Mensch. And that's our man, Chet Parlavecchio. And I looked it up because I knew what it was, but I looked it up. It's a person of integrity and honor, and that's our Manchester.
Oh, thank you very much.
He's a mensch. He's a mensch. It's Hanukkah, so we're nailing it on a couple of fronts. Yes.
Oh, that's all. Thank you, my friend. Now let's get to you. Let's see how honest I am in the NFL. Because I honestly think, since I'm this man of honesty, it has been the most whacked out year in the NFL that I can remember in recent. Let's put it this way: I'm 65. I played in it when I was 22. It's been that many years between that I can't remember a season this crazy.
Wow.
Let's start with the locals. I mean, first of all, the good part of this is we're almost done having to do the Jets and the Giants. We're almost done because you know why? I'm sitting here and I'm looking up, you know, when I do my homework, I'm looking up the statistics of the game, even though I watch every game, and I'm sitting there and I'm giggling to myself going, what do you want me to say about the Giants in Minnesota? Jackson Dart was 7 for 13 for 33 yards. My 8-year-old grandson was 9 for 11 for 42 in his final game. That says it all.
Yeah.
I mean, they had 140 yards in offense, the New York Giants. The New York Jets, the kid Brady Cook, I mean, he's trying. He threw for 190 or something like that, but he got sacked 8 times. I mean, the New York football landscape right now is really, I got to be honest, all kidding aside, you know, these two teams have cashed it in. It's done. You could see it on their faces. You could see it on the coaches' faces.
Chet, nobody knows this better than you. The speed, the velocity with which those 8 sacks took place.
Oh.
I don't care how old you are. I don't care how big you are. That's coma time.
I mean, you get up. Let me tell you something. You get up if you're the quarterback and you look at the old line, you say, you're kidding me, right? I mean, you are getting paid, right? You do get a check on Monday. I mean, you're at a point now where, all kidding aside, if you're an organization, you have to really sit there. I mean, you know the Giants are getting a new head coach. I personally don't think Aaron Glenn is getting it done. I think both these teams are verging on looking unprofessional. Mm. And I think that's the worst thing you could say to a football player. You're now verging on being unprofessional. Your obligation to the fan base is gone, and it just looks like to me you've packed it in. So, as far as those two teams go. But the good news is, on the Pennsylvania side of the border, I like what I saw yesterday. Let me tell you something. That was the best Pittsburgh performance I've seen.
I was very impressed. Very impressed.
Even though it got crazy at the end, and that's fine. That's the NFL. Things are going to happen, and Detroit's too good a football team not to give you a push at the end. But here's what I like, Bobby. This is what you get. When you can establish the run, and Warren rushed for 170-something yards. He had a great day, ran with authority. They had over 200 yards rushing. They had almost when has the Steeler team had 500 yards in offense? Mm-hmm. I couldn't tell you the last time I saw that.
And I thought the QB, Pittsburgh's QB, Aaron Rodgers was on. He was really into the game,
Let me finish my thought. This is exactly where I was driving with this. Here's what you should be excited about. When you give this man a running game, when you give a guy like Aaron Rodgers, a consummate professional that understands what he's looking at, and you give him a running game which allows you to keep the defense honest, it allows you now to get a better look at what they're doing defensively because now they have to honor the run. So when they bring the 7th and 8th guy down into the box, he knows what he can do. He makes the adjustment. You saw yesterday a number of times him looking to the outside with a hand signal, bang, guy's wide open. That's if you can run the football with a guy like Aaron Rodgers, with his ability to dissect defenses and keep teams off balance, he's a nightmare because he could still make every throw. Mm-hmm. He could still make every throw. And for the most part, you can make a general statement, Bobby. You give any quarterback at that level the running game to go with it, they're going to be dangerous. But this guy even more because he forces you to identify defensively what you're doing before you want to do it. And that to me is a very dangerous combination. So like I said, great job by the Steelers. And the Eagles, hey, they did what they had to do. I mean, let's be honest.
That's all they ever do, really. They don't dominate a game. Even the Raiders game wasn't total domination. This was get it done, which you can't complain about that in the end.
No, Barkley went for 130-something, right? And they halt. The good news is defensively,
Although, again, were you playing quarterback for them at the end this week? Was that you?
Was it a fat guy?
No, I'm trying to think who was left. You know, that was worse than Gardner Dudu walking off the field in Kansas City. You're talking about a team that packed it in.
Wow.
Yeah. But again, that's for Philly. They do what they have to do. And just to scan the rest of the league, I thought you had some interesting stuff. I mean, you know, again, you look at the Bucks and Carolina, big game for first place, because the team that doesn't win that is going to be out. I mean, you're not going to get a wild card out of that division, so they got to win. Now, the beauty was that game, literally everything was dead even. A misread by Mayfield at the end of the game, but prior to that, everything in that game was dead even. So a week from now or 2 weeks from now, I expect that game to be the exact same thing, because they play in 2 weeks. The time will be down in Tampa. So it'll be interesting. Jacksonville, tell you what, man, people just better start taking notice.
Yeah. I mean,
Lawrence is growing up. That defense can run. They're physical. They're athletic. That was a great football game. I mean, but Jacksonville made a statement that this is not a joke. They're for real. And again, somewhere here, he was going to grow up, and he's starting to grow up. I mean, he's getting good. Green Bay and Chicago, again, same thing for first place in the division. Again, what I talked about earlier, an unbelievable 8% opportunity to get an onside kick. Green Bay was in complete control of that game. Double-digit lead with 3 minutes to go, and blow the football game. As a matter of fact, you know, it's a funny thing. I said to my brother, who's a big Packer fan ever since I played for them, and, you know, we're Lombardi people in this house. And, you know, I told my brother, I said, Mark, that's a loss you don't come back from. That's a tough one.
Yeah.
I said, you know, you gear it up without Micah Parsons. You don't have him. You defend them better in Chicago without Micah Parsons than you did in Green Bay with him. I thought, what an effort they gave, and to give it away like that. And let's be honest, they gave it away. That's going to be a tough one for Green Bay to overcome. And the Patriots in Baltimore, the last one, let me tell you something. Drake May, there's a new class of young guns in the league. And Drake May is the leader of this group, in my opinion. He's the first. You could see his game just getting better and better and better. The kid Tyler Shug down in New Orleans, I'm starting to like him a lot. He's catching my eye. There's a team that's struggling this year, but they're still playing hard. They won 3 in a row, and that kid is on the rise. So, again, two new young guns on the rise in the NFL, Shug and May. I think there's a good bright spot for young quarterbacks coming on in the NFL, and it'll be interesting to watch their growth. And that's the week, buddy. That's
nice.
What happened.
Well, thank you, Chester. You put it in perspective. We appreciate it. We look forward to next week. But you know, we love our Monday Mensch.
Well, just call me Eminem. That's my new name. I'm Eminem. Eminem, get on.
All right, man.
Hey, listen, brother, have a great holiday with your family. God bless everyone in our listening audience, both people. And have a great Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas to all the Parlavecchios.
Thank you, brother.
Okay,
have a great
man. See ya. We'll take a break. Bob Cano, WILK. We will return.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Our veterans tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day. Brought to you by our friend John Basaliga. And we feature today just one of his great companies, but his biggest and his first, Eastern Roofing Systems. One of the premier roofing contractors for institutional, commercial, and industrial purposes in the Eastern United States. And they bring that expertise right to you in your home or your small building in Northeast Pennsylvania because they're headquartered in Jessup. Eastern Roofing Systems. Scott Chapin. He was 84 when he passed November 25th after a courageous 3-year battle with Alzheimer's. Born in Glen Burn, he spent most of his life in the Abington area before retiring to Florida in 2000. Graduate of Johnson College and proudly served us in the United States Navy Seabees, where he was stationed in Newfoundland before his honorable discharge in the early 60s. For years, he was troop leader for the Waverly Boy Scouts. A skilled and respected builder, Scott worked as a general contractor for more than 3 decades, constructing over 100 homes throughout the Abingtons. In 1975, he expanded his professional pursuits by opening Dalton Lumber and Supply Company, later Dalton DeWitt Center. He operated both the construction and the lumber business until selling the DeWitt Center in 2000. In retirement, he embraced his life fully, avid and accomplished golfer. He had more than one hole-in-ones. Active member of the Scranton Canoe Club, the great Scranton Canoe Club, serving on the board as Commodore. He was also a member of Glen Oak and 3 different clubs in Florida. He also loved to travel, exploring 6 continents by both land and sea with his beloved wife, Donna, by his side. Scott was preceded in death by his first wife, Fran Chapin, his second wife, Barbara Weber Chapin, his son, Scott, and his stepson, Jeffrey Saunders. He survived by his wife of 15 years, Donna Garneau Chapin, his brothers, 4 children, his stepdaughter, 12 grandchildren, and others, family members. Scott Chapin. Jerry Arzy. He was 78 when we lost him November 17th. He was from Port Ontario, New York, but he was born in Peckville. He was the widower of Judith Sable Arzy, who died in 2024 after 42 years of marriage. He attended school in Blakely, signed up for the U.S. Navy in 1965, serving us for 4 years during the Vietnam era. He loved his country. He later resided in Hartford and Hop Bottom, where he started his family with his first wife, Mary Harhut, RZ. He was employed by Procter & Gamble until retirement in 1990, but he wasn't done yet. Following retirement, he and his second wife, Judy, moved to their vacation land on the shores of Lake Ontario. There he built and ran the Selkirk Shores Country Store. He loved to fish. The Pulaski-Boylston Snowmobile Club. Yeah, he was everywhere up there. Surviving him are his 8 children, 15 grandchildren, and 8 great-grandchildren. An incredible legacy. Saddened only by the death of his grandson, Gerald Arzee. Jerry Arzee. Our great veterans this hour, brought to you by John Basiliga and Eastern Roofing Systems. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Ali Gallo. Today breaks the sun, then increasing clouds this afternoon, 35. Tonight cloudy with snow developing into tonight into Tuesday morning, low 30. I'm guessing I'll be driving back into the snow tonight. Tuesday, snow accumulating 1 to 3 inches with higher amounts north and east of Scranton and Wilkes-Barre, 35 degrees. Wednesday, Christmas Eve, partly sunny, 38 degrees. Thursday, Christmas Day, cloudy with scattered showers, high of 40. Bob Cadaro back on the program. And let's go to the blower. We got a couple of calls here. Let's go to Jim from Hazleton. Hi, Jim.
How are you today, Bob?
I'm doing great.
So I saw you were in the lather earlier, so I figured I'd give you a call, take you out of your lather, give you a good laugh.
Okay.
Tell you Merry Christmas to you and your peoples.
Thank you.
So here's my comment. I didn't want to let the cat out of the bag with Bulldog when I talked to him. So here's my idea. Here's what I figured that the Democrats are going to do to pay back Donald Trump. So they're going to have esteemed artist Hunter Biden come in and take his pic, take the auto pen down, have him draw his dad's picture, first portrait for the White House. And while he's there, what would be the other thing to do would be to put 2 little Hitler mustaches on Donald Trump's picture, since they've done nothing but call him Hitler. So you might as well add Hitler mustaches to his pictures in the White House.
Okay, there you go. Well, add a Hitler mustache to Biden's auto pen picture, because, in fact, he's the guy who did the Hitler speech down in front of Independence Hall.
Yeah, they're just never going to... They're not going to give up on Trump. He'll be dead. They'll still be talking about him 30 years from now. I'll be in the nursing home.
Yeah.
I'll be sleeping in the nursing home, and they'll still be talking about Donald Trump being the devil.
But we know this, Jim. We know this. Everything they say about us is basically talking about themselves.
Well, that's what they're saying. Instead of accusing somebody, when you're doing something, you always accuse the other person of it.
Yep.
When the spouse is cheating, they're always saying that the other person's the cheater. When somebody's stealing, it's the other person. They're always blaming the other person for what's going on when they're doing stuff themselves.
I would love, Jim, to know where in history did less government and less government control mean less freedom? I haven't found it yet, but I'm looking.
Well, it's like that. Like you said earlier about the, you know, we pay the second highest fuel tax in the country for whatever reason. I don't know. When all the coal that comes from this region and all the natural gas and all that stuff that comes from the ground that's making energy cheaper, we're paying all this money in gas. And it's sad. I used to drive truck years ago, and I just still do today, but well, it's cheaper to buy gas on Long Island, because I used to go out to Long Island a couple times a week. Hmm. When gas is cheaper on Long Island than it is in Pennsylvania, Luzerne County, something's not right.
You know it.
It used to never even be close.
I know it. Hey, Jim.
It was 30, 40 cents a gallon more over there than this year.
Jim, Merry Christmas to you, my friend. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I wanted to call you and just wish you a Merry Christmas before, in case I don't get to talk to you.
You always brighten my day. Thank you, man.
Thank you, buddy.
I'll be off tomorrow, and I'll be back on Christmas Eve. But speaking right now, our friend Pastor Mitch, he's got a Christmas dinner giveaway this afternoon. Talk to me, my friend. How are you?
I'm good, Bob. How are you doing today?
Great.
Merry Christmas to you and your family and all the listeners.
Thank you.
At New Hope Church, and it's 489 North Main Street, right across the street from Peter's Deli, and also on the square at the same time, 2 o'clock. We're giving away free, fresh made from a fancy restaurant. Owner wants to be anonymous, but it's free Christmas dinners, and they are pristine.
Nice.
Fresh made, and it's to go. If anyone who's in need, or if you know someone who's in need, send them to the square in Wilkes-Barre at 2 o'clock this afternoon. It's first come, first serve. We'll come to New Hope Church, 489 North Main Street, right across the street from Peter's Deli. And we just do this to show the love of Jesus.
Well, that's fantastic. Really nice. I appreciate that, Pastor Mitch.
God bless you, Bob. Have a merry
Christmas. Thank you, my friend. Always love hearing from you. Always doing, Pastor Mitch is always doing something great. This is just a great church. It really is. Hey, let's take our break now. Bob Cadaro, WILK. We will return. Whitney Houston from 1987. And December 22nd, St. Teresa, Mother Teresa. She says, love has no other message but its own. Every day, we try to live out Jesus' love in a very tangible way in every one of our deeds. If we do any preaching, it is done with deeds, not with words. This is our witness to the gospel. St. Teresa and her incredible ministry. By the way, we're going to finish, and this is our last chance to finish with the Adam Sandler Hanukkah song. It's the last day of Hanukkah. That celebration is just about over, and it is the Jewish holiday that commemorates the Maccabean revolt against the Seleucid Empire in the 2nd century BCE when the Maccabees successfully recovered Jerusalem and the Second Temple. Started December 14th, ending today, Monday, December 22nd. Blessed Hanukkah to all our Jewish friends and to everybody. Hanukkah's just like Christmas. Everybody can celebrate it. Tony T checking in. Thanks, my man. Well, I won't be here tomorrow, but I will be back Christmas Eve. And I look forward to wishing you Merry Christmas then. I hope nobody minds that I'm calling a Gentile the Monday Mensch. My man, Chet Parlavecchio. A Mensch, it's a general term. It's a Jewish with a Yiddish word, but it's describes my man Chester perfectly. And somebody asked him why they call him the Pie Man. No, he's not. He's not the Pie Man. Peter Della Porta is the Pie Man. And by the way, somebody else texted in about one of our great veterans. Dear Bob ALTS, Tommy Nyline grew up in Ashley and was a really nice guy. Well, our veterans, Jerry Arzy, Port Ontario, New York, but he was from Peckville. Scott Chapin, Glenn Byrne, Richard Witkowski, Lake Ariel, and Thomas Nylon Wilkes-Barre, our great veterans today, brought to you by John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality. As we approach 12 o'clock on my Bicardo Jewelers watch, don't forget last-minute gift items. They will find something for you in your price range, and that's just right for whoever you're buying from. I promise you, stop at Bicardo's. Corner of Jefferson and Spruce Street, downtown Scranton, catty corner from the Radisson. Guys, have a great afternoon. Have a great evening. God willing, I'll be with you Wednesday morning, Christmas Eve. Happy Hanukkah. We are adjourned.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.